Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 356. Make a choice to believe, and you're in for an exciting life. It sounds like your Heavenly Father is signing a blank check made out to you, and the very extravagance of the promise scares many people away. Delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Make a choice to believe, and you're in for an exciting life. Fill in the blank for any amount you desire. If it's nothing, that's what you'll get. If it's something big, that's what He promises you. The first step is to realize that desires must be translated into the real meaning of the Hebrew word mishalah. It means petitions or prayers. The Lord is not dealing with timid wishes that never become articulated in actual prayer. To delight yourself also in the Lord, of course, means that, not in Wall Street or Macy's. Next, be aware that if you choose to believe Him, you thereby catapult yourself into the middle of the great controversy between Christ and Satan. That weeds out many who don't want to be involved. So, let the dead bury the dead. Don't quarrel in the judgment day. If you have asked for nothingness, you'll get it. Abraham as a teen probably had the desire to be somebody great and important in the plan of God for the world. Result, the enemy of Christ became his enemy too, and did everything possible to frustrate his faith right up to his 99th year. He couldn't know how to laugh until he was 100. Then he named Sarah's son laughter Isaac. Joseph as a boy dreamed desires of saving his world and his family, and at 17 prayed his desires into dedication. Ponder his involvement in the great controversy. When David was a mere boy, Samuel encouraged him to desire to be somebody important in Israel. Dreams suddenly became deeds when he killed Goliath. From the age of 12, Jesus dreamed of becoming the Lamb of God, the Savior of the world. Everybody else's battle of faith culminates in his. He dreams with you. Don't be content to dream your dreams vainly, and let them wilt and die on the vine. Make them into prayers. Then take your place in the controversy. Fight your own battle of faith.